T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, 60 degrees. SpaceX will try again to launch their capsule from the Kennedy Space Center. Their attempt Wednesday was called off because of bad weather.
SpaceX is now set to try to launch their Dragon capsule with two NASA astronauts inside on Saturday. Their scheduled launch time is 3:22 p.m. Eastern at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. This is intended to be the demo flight for SpaceX, proving their craft is safe and reliable for human transportation. SpaceX is one of two companies hired to transport astronauts regularly from Earth to the space station. Much like Wednesday, weather will be a concern. Sunday could also be a possibility. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita says she will not seek election to the U.S. Senate. Weigel says personal and political trials in the last year and her concern that a divisive Republican primary could give the seat to a Democrat prompted her decision not to run. The announcement leaves U.S. Representative Roger Marshall of Western Kansas and former Secretary of State Chris Kobach as the main GOP rivals for the nomination. Weigel cited difficulty raising campaign funds, her fight with Democratic Governor Laura Kelly over the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic, and her daughter's death as factors in her decision.
President Trump has signed a controversial executive order targeting social media sites after Twitter added a fact-check label on his tweets about mail-in voting. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from the White House.
They say it's really about unfair practices and selective censorship employed by many of the major platforms, including Twitter and Facebook, for example. At the center of the action, Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, it indemnifies companies like Twitter, Facebook, Google, and others, quote, for any action voluntarily taken in good faith to restrict access or availability of material. Critics are howling tonight. They say this is an affront to free speech. In a statement, the ACLU saying this, much as he might wish otherwise, Donald Trump is not the president of Twitter. This order, if issued, would be a blatant and unconstitutional threat to punish social media companies that displease the president.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey stands by his company's fact-checking, saying we'll continue to point out incorrect or disputed information about elections globally.
The nation's capital is starting to reopen. Starting today, a tiny slice of pre-pandemic normality starts returning to Washington, D.C., as the three-month-old coronavirus stay-home order is replaced by the first phase of a reopening plan, a major turning point in the District of Columbia's road to recovery after 3 solid months of economic and social lockdown.
American hero Travis Manion's sacrifice was remembered this week on Memorial Day.
U.S. Marine Travis Manion was killed by sniper fire in Iraq in 2007 after pulling two fellow Marines to safety. Chuck Siegel, who was saved by Manion, tells Fox News he's joined with Manion's sister Ryan with a foundation honoring Manion that is now helping others.
The Travis Manion Foundation is a veteran service group whose goal is to, you know, make positive out of a negative by basically taking Gold Star families and veterans and going out there and doing public service and helping the community, making the world a better place.
And Ryan Manion says she's inspired by those who are willing to help.
At the Travis Manion Foundation, we have an incredible group of veterans and families of the fallen that are empowered to get out there and to help and to give back. And we can learn so much from these individuals.
This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. now open with curbside and carryout still available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure continues to move further off to the east, and that's going to bring us much quieter weather as high pressure builds in from the west. Sunny and near 80 this afternoon. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 59. Breezy, warm again on Saturday with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 60 degrees. We have a north wind at 6 miles per hour. Steve and 10 in the morning now, 7:36 here on a Friday morning, and we have a special guest with us this morning. Brian Walker from the Kansas Food Bank is here. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Oh, I'll tell you what, this pandemic has been something else for all of us, but you've been pretty busy down there at the Kansas Food Bank. Tell me how you've been responding to this pandemic, Brian.
Yeah, you know, sure, we plan for a lot of things like tornadoes and floods and because that's kind of work we do, but you know, we never thought, or nobody ever thought, you know, the situation we'd be facing. So, basically it's been food in the door and food out the door. Our distribution of food is up 30 to 40%, depending on different parts of the state. We serve 85 counties. And so the need for our services is great. And we have an agency base that we supply food to that then sees the clients, and they, you know, for the most part have stayed open through this whole thing and have changed their distribution models to do drive-by distribution. So it's limited touch. And so it's just been, you know, it's just been really busy. It's been stressful for everybody, our staff and our agencies, but, you know, so far so good. You know, we've been able to, you know, to get the food out for folks that have never needed help before, you know, so it's just a different type of feeling for us this time around.
Yeah. Are you seeing more first time clients, and is that abated or has it gotten more aggressive in the last few weeks?
You know, we see the first time client numbers increasing. You know, we think that is, you know, there's a few reasons for that. You know, the stimulus checks went out, so that's one reason. But, you know, a lot of these folks, you know, the first thing they're thinking of is how do I make my car payment? How do I pay my rent or my mortgage? And food isn't the thing that they think about at the top of their head. They look in their pantries and they're okay. And so now as they're, you know, as the reality really starts to hit home, we see more of those folks, I think, you know, visiting our pantries for food assistance as we move forward. And we see that. You know, we see that as to continue. You know, we've run this sprint now for, like everybody has, for a couple, 3 months. But, you know, we're in, you know, the food bank, we're looking at this as a marathon as well. So we got two angles to this thing that we have to take care of immediate needs. And then, you know, it's going to be a while before our economy recovers, especially in the Wichita area, so closely tied to aircraft. You know, and so we are planning for this thing to stretch out for quite some time, you know, not at the pace we're, of course, experiencing now, or at least we hope not. But it's going to be a while before things would get back to normal.
Brian, the agencies that you service, how big an area do they cover here in Kansas?
Right. So we have 85 counties that we serve throughout the state. So we do everything but the northeast corner of the state. And so that's about 70,000 square miles that we serve. And so, you know, folks visit those agencies for their food needs. Now, in the more rural areas of the state, western Kansas and stuff, we're starting to see some increases. We didn't see it like we saw in the Wichita, Salina, some of the bigger cities that we saw quickly. But we're now starting to see that increase in the smaller communities as well. When it starts to hit home and some of those folks start losing their job. And so, you know, our goal is to put food out there. The thing that's happened to us is, you know, donated food for May that we're just finishing up so far is down 59%. So the amount of food that we've had to purchase for May is up about 848%. So that's what it's taken for us to fill that need of increased demand and donated food being down.
Brian, give us an idea, how many meals do you think you're covering in a day, a week, or whatever?
You know, so we just, ransom numbers. And so since we really got started, we're trying to figure out, okay, what dates do we say do we start doing this panic work? And so from the first part of March until mid-May, we distributed enough food for about 3.1 million meals. Now, that doesn't quite count everything because all reports aren't in yet, but that's what we're looking at. So that's just a huge number for us. And most of that is done with food that is purchased. So that's just taking dollars that we've had to use to purchase food because we didn't have the donated food. If you think about it, letter carrier's food drive would have taken part at the first part of May, and that has been postponed and rightfully so. And then the increase in demand. So it's just taken lots more purchased food to help meet the need. Plus, we're working with the state. They're purchasing some meals for us, and USDA is doing some stuff. And so all those things combined have helped us meet the need. But again, we're really worried about the future.
You're taking donations? You want somebody to send you some cash right now? You take that?
Oh, you bet. We'd use that money to purchase food. That way we can purchase what we need. Some things are available to us. Some things aren't. It just depends on the supply chain. And so Kevin on our staff, the gentleman who takes care of that, spends most of his day working with vendors to get food purchased and get it in the door so we can get it out the door. And it's pretty simple to do that. You can just go to our website and there's a link to donate now, and folks can donate. And, we'd put that money to use to purchase food and then get it out to the folks that we serve.
Yeah. If it's that too complicated, just Google Kansas Food Bank and you're going to find out everything you need to know.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, we've tried to make it simple for years. And so, we have a system in place to do that. Now, I would say, we've been blessed with some donations to get us to this point. But, the demand still keeps increasing. And like I said, we're in this thing for the long haul. So, any support we receive is truly appreciated, and we'll put it to good use.
All right, Brian. Hey, thanks for being with us. Best of luck to you and your workers and your volunteers as well at the Kansas Food Bank.
You bet. Thanks for giving me the opportunity this morning. And I just want to say thank you to all those folks that are volunteering to feed people in our network. We couldn't do it without them.
All right. Thanks, Brian. There you go. Brian Walker from the Kansas Food Bank.
Yep, doing great work.
Yep. 7:43 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is going to be with us in just a minute talking about business leadership during these tough times.
There you go.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.